Last week, the U.S. House passed H.R. 1578, the Waters of the U.S. Regulatory Protection Act. And according to NDFB Public Policy Director Pete Hanabat, the bipartisan nature of the bill's passage is an important step.
This was a reaction to the EPA's overreach on trying to include any water within the United States as waters of the U.S. when they interpret the Clean Water Act. The act passed the House pretty overwhelmingly in a bipartisan way, 262 to 152. And so it shows that the House at least is listening to the citizens in saying that the EPA is overstepping their bounds, that we're tired of the EPA ignoring the rule of law.
Hanabat says, however, that the future of the bill in the Senate is not assured.
Sometimes the Senate is the place where House bills go to die, and we hope that the Senate will at least have the leadership capacity to take this issue on and act on the people's will.
Even if it does pass the Senate, the president has indicated he would veto the legislation.
I think that is just another example of this administration really not caring too much about the way our process is set up in our Constitution. They have tried to skirt case law and tried to skirt court rulings on implementing this outside of what has been legal, and now they're trying to do an end run on Congress through some of their actions. We'll see if the Senate decides whether the Constitution or the President should be the law of the land.
For Farm Bureau, I'm Dawn Smith-Pfeiffer.